Time now for some of your comments about our program.
And, Robert, many listeners wrote in about your interview with Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway. Mm-hmm. He is the Democratic candidate running for Senate against Rand Paul. Conway has a controversial campaign ad out, and it's called Why.
Why was Rand Paul a member of a secret society that called the Holy Bible a hoax that was banned for mocking Christianity and Christ? Why did Rand Paul once tie a woman up, tell her to bow down before a false idol, and say his god was Aqua Buddha?
Well, I asked Jack Conway why he thought it was appropriate to run an ad that A, dealt with something more than two decades in his opponent's past, and B, questioned Rand Paul's faith. Well, here's part of what he said.
I'm not questioning his faith, Robert. I'm questioning his actions. Rand Paul joined a group when he was in college, and this group had been banned by the president of Baylor because it, quote, made fun of Christianity and Christ. Why would you go and purposefully join a group that's known for mocking people of faith?
Well, that compelled Donnie Jansen of Houston to write this. You raised a good point about the Why attack ad from the Conway campaign when asking if comments from that far in a candidate's past should be fair game in an election. But I was disappointed that you missed the much more troubling issue about this ad, its assumption and implication that not believing in Christianity makes someone unfit for office. There are many legitimate reasons to criticize Rand Paul as a candidate, but his religious beliefs, or lack thereof, should not be among them.
Also, we heard from some of you about our remembrance of actor Johnny Sheffield, the man who played Tarzan's big-screen son, Boy. And we played this joke between Tarzan and Boy, a joke that, frankly, I didn't understand.
Sugaran Pandal.
Pulula.
It must have been in the delivery. Well, Michael Warner of Memphis wrote in with this clarification. To this day, my two grown sons and I still enjoy this joke shared by Tarzan and Boy. The reason you didn't get it, Robert, is because you edited out the critical first line. It's not Tsugawantandao Balula, but rather Nipidu Tsugawantandao Balula. Apparently it has something to do with a priest, a parrot, and a bar. I knew there was something missing from
that joke.
Robert,
I knew you spoke French. I did not know you spoke Tarzan, too. Please keep your letters coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.